on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Genevieve Wood joins us from the Heritage Foundation for our weekly update. Genevieve, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Steve. Good to be with you.
All right. Now, back in the late 70s, now you're probably too young to remember this, Genevieve, but back in the late 70s, Greece was the word. And now, at least for the last couple of weeks, Doge is the word.
Nice tie-in. I like that.
Everyone is talking about it, and there's different sides to it. But I have some thoughts and some things that I've heard I want to bring up. But I want to throw it to you for those. What are you guys talking about? And if you don't know, where have you been?
Right. Well, I mean, the really exciting thing about this, Steve, is actually that, you know, for a long time, people have talked about government spending. They've talked about waste, but nobody ever really does anything about it. They have a lot of commissions, President Trump is the first person to say there's waste and abuse in the federal government. But he's the first to actually start really taking action to go after it and expose it. And I think that's why the story's catching on, is because the American people, in a way they haven't been, probably because Elon Musk, a famous person, is involved, and because they're doing so much so fast, is learning about all the kinds of crazy projects that our government spends taxpayer dollars on, their dollars on. And I think they're getting an education and deciding, hey, you know what? This isn't good. Let's do more of it.
Yeah. And for those who didn't catch on yet, DOGE, D-O-G-E, Department of Government Efficiency. And actually, as I look online at thedailysignal.com, one of the articles, there's one there from John Stossel, the headline is Doge to the Rescue. And the only thing I may pull from this interview, actually, there's a picture of Elon, and just behind him, Vivek is there, but many people may not even realize yet Vivek on to different things already. He's, I believe, working on preparing himself to run for governor of Ohio. Does that sound right?
That's right. I think that's right. I don't know if he's got an official declaration, but I think that's what everybody knows he's planning to do.
Yeah. But in regards to Doge and what you already mentioned, people already knew it. I mean, how many years have we heard that things like, yeah, haven't you seen that thing where they spent like $10,000 on a hammer, you know, or whatever. it's so much worse than that. And I don't know if we need to go. I mean, so many people have already heard the list, but, paying millions of dollars for Sesame Street in Iraq or Iran or something like that. And a lot of them seem to be through USAID. A lot of what at least made the list was millions and maybe billions of dollars that have gone towards movements in other countries to help promote either DEI or transgender promotion or LGBTQ plus promotion and things in this area, along with all kinds of other things that are like, why are we spending millions, billions of dollars in in other places around the world through USAID? And in the meantime, victims of hurricanes and fires are, you know, here's $700, go get a hamburger. Go ahead.
There's certainly that. And I think many Americans could say, my goodness, as if we don't have Americans in our own country who need extra assistance, whether it's because of what happened in Georgia and the fires in California and the like. There's so much of that. But Steve, even if we didn't have any of our own troubles and any of our own problems, look at the kind of quote unquote values we're promoting in other parts of the world. A lot of quote values like the DEI stuff and the trans agenda that many Americans are personally opposed to. And frankly, many countries, Guatemala, you name many of them, like in Central America, that we've given these dollars to promote trans ideology, to Ireland to put on a trans opera or DEI opera. I can't keep it all straight. But these are countries that in many cases, their people don't believe this stuff. They don't want this imported into their country. I mean, is that really helping their culture? I mean, we're promoting, you know, our own left-wing belief to other places that maybe don't have those values. And a lot of Americans don't share those values. So even if we had plenty of people, you know, even if we didn't need to be spending that money on our own people, which is not the case, we do. The fact that we're sending this kind of these kind of dollars to promote such, frankly, filth and degrading behavior in other countries is really, I think, something that, again, is waking up many Americans. And it's a lot of money. Look, it is the tip of the iceberg. There are so many government departments across the federal government that are spending money we shouldn't be spending. And we've found a lot of it at UID in the first 16 days. But I think we're going to find a lot, a heck of a lot more. And people are probably increasingly going to be maybe not shocked, but maybe increasingly just surprised at how deep this goes. And I think it's the reason you see so many, frankly, on the left lawmakers freaking out about this, because they've kind of had a game going for a long time, spending money without having to really tell the taxpayers about it, just doing it through these agencies, not passing any laws. And that's the way they've been able to fund a lot of these crazy projects. I think when you find out the kind of money we've been giving to public universities and private universities for quote unquote research, when you find out what some of that research is, I think, again, Americans are going to be outraged.
Yeah, I want to say surprising how people are reacting, but I'm actually not that surprised. I'm disappointed at how some people are reacting. But let's address some of the things that people are saying to, you know, people like you and me that are, you know, I look at it and I go, man, it's about time. But then there's people who say, well, you know, DEI, and I haven't looked into this enough to know, covers things like wheelchair ramps and other, you know, and things that actually, when I think about it, and I haven't looked into it, doesn't the Disabilities Act cover, you know, those things?
The America with Disabilities Act is what brought those long before we had DEI. This is not about people having disabilities. DEI is nothing. DEI doesn't have the word disabilities in it. As we know, it's the diversity, equity, and inclusion. But the problem is it's only certain equity and certain diversity that they want to promote and underwrite. This has nothing to do with taking away the rights of disabled people who need special, you know, public walkways or ways, transportation ways that help people in wheelchairs or have other types of disabilities. This is not taking away those kind of funds. It's also not going to take away the funds, for example, of the, you know, many of your listeners may be familiar with this. Under President George W. Bush, there was a huge push in Africa to fight back against HIV. And the U.S. government, the State Department and through USAID funded a lot of those programs. That's good stuff. And we should continue to do the good stuff. But you've got to stop the bad stuff. But you're going to have people try to say, oh, we're stopping all this other. No. There may be a freeze in certain places, but that's not what's happening is we're going in, we're auditing what's being spent. You got to audit the books to know what's going on. And, you know, this is the American people. It's their checkbook. That's who this account belongs to. It doesn't belong to the federal government or to a group of lawmakers or to some bureaucrats running an agency. That checkbook of dollars is owned by the American people. And we have a right to look at the checkbook. That's what's going on here. And again, you're going to hear a lot of yelling from Washington. But isn't it funny, Steve, it's only from Washington you're really hearing it?
Yeah. As you mentioned, you know, it's taxpayer money. When you see the scenes, I think it was outside the Treasury Department this last week, of Democratic leaders that were using very caustic words that, to me, I thought were much more damaging than anything President Trump said on January 6th. To be prepared to give a rebuttal to people's concerns, people that are saying Elon Musk and his team have too much access to content and information they should not have. That or Elon Musk he's finding all this and keeping the money. You know, I've just heard all kinds of crazy things.
Well, Elon Musk doesn't need the money. He's not keeping the money, and he's not looking into anything that eventually you're not going to be able to look into, or one of your listeners, or myself. The whole point of this is transparency, and that's why they're screaming, is because they don't want transparency. For too long, at every level, lawmakers have decided they know better than the rest of us, and just get us in office and let us do what we do. And, you know, there's, I understand we can't overlook somebody's shoulder constantly, or what's the point of having them there, right? But we've looked too much the other way for too long, and things have gotten out of hand. It's why we have the debt that we do, the deficit that we do, and we absolutely owe it to the next generation and the one following of Americans to tackle this problem now, while it can still be done. I mean, at a certain point, you're over the line of what you can do when it comes to spending in terms of getting your economy back. So I'm extremely thankful we now have an administration who took this very seriously. And let's be clear, Steve, they ran on this issue. This was one of several issues where they said, if we get in, we're going to uncover the books. We're going to go look for the waste and abuse, the fraud, and we're going to look at just stupid stuff. Okay, some of this stuff you might say, well, it's not fraud because it's like, you know, they didn't fraudulently spend the dollars. But you can say, well, is this the best use of how we should spend dollars? I mean, those are the questions that I think the American people said, you know what, I'm having a hard time sometimes making ends meet, and the government never seems to run out of money. Why is that? I think those are questions this administration is answering, and I think that's going to be good in the long run, though I'm sure you're going to see a few crazy stories along the way. But just, I would just encourage people to check the facts, you know, go to multiple sources to read the news, as we've talked about before.
Yeah. And one of the sources they can use, and where we found that John Stossel interview, is on dailysignal.com. You'll continue to see, I'm sure, information about Doge and what they're doing and other things that President Trump is doing to pare down government and do the things that he campaigned on and people voted for. So we appreciate Genevieve, input into this today on KLYT and ABQ Connect, and I appreciate the Heritage Foundation and the work they're doing to keep us informed.
Steve, thank you. And thank you for bringing the platform to your listeners and giving them more resources to find good information on the news. Thank you.
All right. And thanks for tuning in. Do stay with us. We still have our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran on the way. John Moore Associates. That's next on ABQ Connect.